Hello and welcome to English Snacks, a delicious little podcast where we delve into the fascinating world of English vocabulary. I'm your host, Amber. I'm here to help you develop your fluency, one bite-sized lesson at a time. Please feel free to enjoy this snack at a slower speed if you need, or pause between example sentences if you'd like to repeat them. I serve you the English snack, but how you enjoy it is your choice. Today we are looking at the verb to confide and some important related words. Firstly, the etymology of confide. This verb comes from the Latin con, meaning with or together, and fidere, meaning to trust. It entered English in the 1500s and took on two meanings. One, putting trust in someone or something, and two, entrusting a secret or a private matter to someone. These days in English, to confide typically means to share something private or personal with someone you trust, often with the preposition in. To confide in someone, to trust someone enough to tell them a secret or problem. To confide something to someone, to disclose a secret or sensitive issue. Here are three example sentences. Feel free to pause if you'd like to repeat them. 1. She was confiding in her best friend about her challenges. 2. He confided his fears to the therapist. 3. You can always confide in me. I won't tell anyone. And now a related word, confidant. This word first appeared in English in the 1600s. It's a person in whom we can trust. It's spelt confidant for a male and confidante for a female. Native speakers often use this in a collocation, closest friend and confidant. For example, my husband is my closest friend and confidant. Another related word is the adjective confidential, meaning intended to be kept secret. From this, we also get the noun confidentiality. Some examples of confidentiality are your credit card details and your medical information. My favourite word from this word family is confidence. I often hear from beginner students that they are lacking confidence in English. So, what builds your confidence? In other words, what builds the trust that you have in yourself to speak English well? What gives you the will to try and try again? Please drop a comment below so our community of snackers can share ideas. I would love to read your comments as well. I believe in you. I hope you believe in yourself as much as I believe in you. And you just made a great choice by listening to this podcast to increase your English skills. Keep going. I hope you feel nourished and energized after this English snack. If you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe. I'll be here dishing out bite-sized lessons to fuel your growth. So, come hungry for knowledge.